Presenting East Coast Watchmen Radio.
All right, praise God, watching radio, representing East Coast, live radio. That's right. Out of New York. And we're just really blessing the Lord tonight. We got a bunch of people on, you know. We've got Nathan Leal and Benjamin Baruch are going to be starting a show with us. Going to go on the break, and then we're going to get Michael Bedea on, hand of help. So really just blessing the Lord that we're on tonight and able to, you know, broadcast on WWCR. NextCrusade.com is a website. Go to the chat room on the left there. If you can get into that chat room, you'll be in there. But some people can't. You know, just the way it is. I got a terrible chat program. You know, I got hexed or something. So, other than that, Haiti's down for the count. You know, the national religion over there was voodoo. So, how many out there know there's a certain standard, like gravity, that invokes God's judgment. It's just the way it is. And the occult is one of them. Occult, idolatry, sexual immorality and the blood of innocence are an instant triggering system for the cup of iniquity to start filling up. It's not really up to the nation on how fast it would fill up. Like God told, you know, Abraham, or you know, the cup of Ammonites was not full yet. The cup of iniquity is just reaching its peak with the voodoo priests jumping around, and they didn't even, you know, listen. Missionary has gone into that nation, and it's just the way it is. It's triggering. And I know that's a hard thing to hear, but it's just the way it is. It'll happen here, too. It'll happen anywhere. It's just the way it is. And voodoo is just not something you should be doing if you want God to bless you. It's just not going to happen. Eventually, it's just going to come down on you. And like we've getting reports now, voodoo priests were doing all types of incense burning and chicken head chopping. And then they all died. Like 12 of them right away. Got hit in the head with rocks or something. Yeah, just shut down. Pew, like that. You know, here you are, you know, slicing chicken necks, then boom, you're gone. So, that's going on. What else did I have to touch on? Something else. But let's get these guys on the line. Nathan, you there?
I'm here, Rich.
Nathan, awesome. Watchmenscry.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And Benjamin, you on the line?
I'm here.
All right, I got a low volume on you guys. I got to do like a sound check with you or something. But let's just really, let me see. Benjamin, can you speak for a second?
Sure, glad to be on the show.
Okay. All right, I turned it up a little. Sometimes we got weak lines. I don't know what part of the country are you in, Benjamin?
Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest. You'll be like destroyed by an earthquake soon. Maybe. You'll escape, though.
Amen.
Nathan, where are you located?
Idaho.
Idaho, where we get the potatoes from.
In the panhandle.
Yeah, you got the good potatoes, you got the good pizza. Together we make a good team.
Exactly.
This is Todd Bentley Wackos manifesting again. We're going to be ramping up again. Listen, nip it in the butt. We got to just really ramp up against this wacko Kundalini snake anointing. You know, I saw him get energized by that lizard anointing, Bob Jones. They imparted the lizard anointing, and he started to vibrate and pivot back again. And then his adulterous mistress started to vibrate and pivot also. So this, you know, manifestation of the snake anointing is starting to ramp up for the summer, I guess that's coming. I don't know. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, we had version 1.0 with Mr. Toad Bentley, and yeah. It seemed that there was a deafening silence from the pulpits, from the shepherds, from those that are supposed to tell the people what's true and what's not, what's false and what's real. They didn't want to say it because they didn't want to offend their parishioners.
Yeah.
So Todd went into the sunset, and a lot of people never knew what the truth was. And because, again, there's a famine for the Word of God, Todd's coming back because people don't know their Bible, they don't know the Scriptures, and version 2.0 is going to come back probably with sevenfold more legions of demons to infect the false body of Christ that's listening to sugary sermons, fairy tale, milk messages that have created a lot of fat baby Christians who are not mature, who can't fit into their spiritual armor, who cannot fit into their feet that are supposed to be shod with the gospel of peace, but they can't even fit into those. So as a result, their armor doesn't fit, and they're just putting on prosperity, purpose-driven flip-flops. That's all they can wear, and since they don't have their armor on, they're getting all offended with each other. So when someone comes to tell the truth, they get mad, and that's what we see happening today. Many will be offended.
Yeah.
I've talked privately with Benjamin many times on the phone.
Did we just lose Nathan?
The maturity.
Oh, no worries.
The maturity level is a joke in Christianity right now. And as the show progresses, Rich, I want to touch on something that God has been laying on my heart that is coming. There is a season approaching the church and the body of Christ of shaking and of purging, and that thing is coming like a whirlwind, and it's going to be arriving soon, and indeed, it's already arriving in some parts of the country.
Amen. Well,
that was my intro.
Yeah, well, it's a good intro. The cake bake flippy flappy flim flowers and this wacko snake anointing is a very real warning, folks. If you want to get an impartation of this Kundalini wacko vibration pivoting anointing, just be advised that once this demon is coiled up in you, you might feel good in the initial stages of it, but it's already brought people down, brought churches down, brought ministries down. You just don't need it. Stay away from wackoite, like Andrew Strom touches on. There is a principle foundation to true revival that needs to be followed. Yeah, there's a game plan. And God's game plan is not cake baking around, bamming people, and getting an impartation of gigalighting and all this stuff with no true repentance. Okay? It's false fire. It looks like fire. It might burn like fire, but in the reality of it, it's false. So, Benjamin,
Haitian voodoo, Rich.
Yeah, basically. Chicken blood anointing. But
exactly.
We're going to ramp up against that and all these wackos manifesting with turning the Holy Spirit into a woman. Ramping, you know, I was actually going to call her on the air tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I would like to call her and just, like, aggravate her because she banned me from everything and then accused me of threatening her. All I did was... Yeah, she accused me to Facebook that I threatened her because I sent her Revelations 22:19 about altering the Word of God. And that's what she's doing by effeminating the Spirit of the Lord and saying that the Father God had to impregnate the Spirit of the Lord to bring forth the baby. And then, like, what do they call that? Like, insemination or something into Mary? It's crazy. I mean, I'm just, what the heck is all this about? You know, I don't know. Benjamin, how you doing out there?
I'm doing well. I'll give you a scripture verse for what this is all about. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 7. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, a very heavy burden of lead. And this is a woman that sits in the midst of the ephah. And this is wickedness.
Yeah.
And further on in Zechariah 5, two women with wings of storks, which are unclean birds, representing unclean spirits, lift up the ephah and this woman,
wow,
who is part of Mystery Babylon, and they take her to build a house for her in the land of Shinar, which is Babylon.
Babylon, hey.
And there she and her mystery religion shall be established upon her own base, not upon the word of God, not upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ,
wow,
but upon her own base of iniquity. This is the false anointing of Jannes and Jambres that confronted Moses and mimicked the first few works that Moses did. It is an antichrist spirit, and much of the people who call themselves Christians cannot discern that it's not the Lord, it does not glorify Jesus Christ, and you're correct, it's a kundalini spirit, it is an evil spirit that is manifesting within these supposed revivals.
Yeah. Scary.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying because this thing is infecting these believers, unknowingly just going to the slaughter, and like Scripture says, we need to raise our voice if we know those are going to the slaughter. And, you know, people get mad at you when you want to try to warn them about stuff, but it's just got to be done. And this Bentleyite, you know, wacko, that when that head-banging anointing was issued to him, you can watch on YouTube, when that woman was shaking her head and then pss, pss, going like that, making the snake noises. You know, during that time, he was actually having sex with his secretary.
Right.
You know, if that was truly the Spirit of the Lord, wouldn't it have been some form of a rebuke? Like, hey, Todd, stop having sex with your secretary while your wife is homesick? You know, something like that? I mean, wouldn't God do something like that instead of just an over-bloated half-hour prophecy about leading the nations into some type of revival? I don't know.
And, you know, Rich, this is what's so pathetic about the American gospel with the watered-down, baby, immature, supposed shepherds that are behind pulpits today. They have not even discipled the people that are sitting out there to maturity. As an example, in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, you know, people say, well, I'm a new Christian, I'm saved, what do I do? And we hear so many times, go read the book of John, but the people never receive actual discipleship. And if we go to Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it says right there what discipleship is. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, that's maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, that's the greasy grace,
yeah,
and a faith toward God. And here it is right here, of the doctrine of baptism, so they should learn that, of the laying on of hands, right there. That's a basic foundational doctrine that every Christian should understand about this impartation thing. It says in Timothy, don't lay hands on anyone suddenly,
right,
so you don't partake of their sins. And the Christians don't know these things. They should have been taught. So they're going to the voodoo service of Todd Bentley, and they're being imparted with, as you say, the viper, reptilian spirit, or whatever that thing is, and because they're not being taught correctly. There's no foundational truth in their heart. It's really sad.
That's right. And from the majority of the pulpits, these cake bakers, Better Life Now people, are not going to warn them. I mean, let's face it.
And the pastors won't listen. I attended one of these Kundalini revivals, was brought there by some friends, and sitting next to me before the mayhem broke out were two women who introduced themselves as Mormon witches. And as this false anointing began to fall upon this congregation, these two women began to stand, one on the left side of the room and one on the right. They had their hands out and they began spinning in circles, and I could discern they were channeling the demonic into the room.
Oh my God.
There were a couple baby believers with me. I grabbed them by the coat and just said, we are out of here.
Wow.
I pulled them out of it. And afterwards, I called the pastor and I said, Pastor, that wasn't the Lord. And he just got quite angry and turned and attacked me.
Wow.
And, of course, his church subsequently split, and his ministry's over. But
yeah.
The lack of discernment is simply amazing, even in the people that are supposed to know, the pastors.
Yeah.
You know, we should all have discernment in our hearts. When Todd Bentley was on his thing a year ago, I was doing some research on him, and I got on YouTube, and I watched some of the services he was doing. It doesn't take many seconds of watching it, Rich, before you start feeling the oppression and just evil, and I have to turn it off because I can't watch it. It's too obvious. I can't imagine how someone can sit through an entire service of several hours with those cackling demons fluttering over their heads, and them not being offended or grieved or bothered by it. It's amazing.
It's just like this whole infeminating the Holy Spirit. Some people that have heard about it vomited after they heard about it. It's so disgusting. And it's just a perversion of the word of God. This Bam Bam guy, lizard guy, that got re-energized by the lizard anointing. He's going to try to ramp up again with his mistress he's got now. And you know what? It's an abomination. And if people want that impartation, you're going to get it. This time is going to be a double portion of wacko anointing. If you go back to this thing, after all the warnings that have been out, and all the watchmen that have raised up to warn you about this snake demon anointing, and you want that impartation, you will get an untempered mortar foundation in your life. And you will not sustain in what's coming to the land.
And, you know, speaking of that, coming to the land, the name of your website is Countdown USA, and I totally agree with you, Rich. Indeed, the countdown has begun, and it's here. And it's going to be a judgment of God. It's going to be a chastisement of God. And it's going to be a shaking of God. Yeah. And if we look in the Old Testament when God would judge Israel, he would send several categories of judgment. He would send the famine. He would send pestilence. He would send the sword. And then the wild beasts would come upon the land and eat up people. And if you look in Revelation, we see that in Revelation it talks about Babylon is now infiltrated with demons and hateful birds and wild evil spirits. Well, the beast judgment is also going to, again, happen that way, where we're going to see wild spirits and demonic spirits overtake the land as part of the judgment. And that's another thing happening. Right now, while we're in this depression, people are starving, and they just want to feed their flesh. So God's going to send them their little quail feedings, and it's going to be in the version of evil spirits to feed their flesh. And they're going to be vomiting out of their nostrils when they have it, but they still won't have discernment. But that thing is coming.
Deception. Deception is a big wave, and you know what? Deception is going to be moving at the same time God's judgments are moving. It's just the way it is. And this is when you have to be really... That's what I was reading the other day, and I was noticing one of the scriptures that talks about Hezekiah. It says that he clave to the Lord, literally like grabbed on to God. And that's how we have to be in these times, people. Don't be going any guru-ite, trying to find some type of impartation. Get it on your own. You know, get alone with the Lord and just get it on your own like Hezekiah. Clave to the Lord. And just hold on to God. You don't need no wackolite, snake anointing, like pivoting your head like a Pez candy dispenser all the time. It's just not normal. Okay? You just don't need it. So, anyway. Anything else you guys got going on?
I do have a message that God has been burning in my heart, and also that's what I was going to say is Benjamin and I have talked about this privately, and that is this. You know, the Bible says that the shaking is going to come to judge his people so that what can remain will remain, and it'll knock off all the pieces. And this is one thing that people are not getting, Rich, because a popular pastime right now, even among the remnant, is to get on the Internet and listen to these shows just like yours, as entertainment, and they like the red pill, they like the doom talk, and the calamity's coming, but still, they're not working on the inside of themselves. And because that's happening, God's very aware of that, and here's what's going to happen. He is going to send a purging to his church, and all of us, it's going to be different for everybody, but God is going to be purging his church and his people, and that means everybody's Achilles heel is going to get whacked on by the Holy Spirit or by God to bring us to our knees, to take us to our prayer chamber so that we can learn a new discovery of intimacy with him. Not a God above our shoulders of intellect that's just in our head, but an actual intimate relationship. That's what's going to come, and God's going to have to do that the hard way for a lot of knucklehead Christians that are out there right now.
That's right. I agree. And even to me, some extent, I got to get focused. And God's been dealing with me, too. And that's, you know, nobody's immune to it, people. It even says that some will be thrown into the Antichrist beast system to be made white. How many out there know that God raises up the beast systems all throughout, like Sennacherib took down Samaria, and Nebuchadnezzar took down Jerusalem? They were all to chastise God's people back into repentance. And after 7 years, they were restored. Even Manasseh, the most wickedest king in the history of the Bible, God was able to put a hook in his nose, rip him out, and bring him back to a place of repentance, and he was reinstored and reinstated. And if there was hope for Manasseh, there's hope for us. Remember that.
Amen. So in addition to the widowhood that's approaching, we still have to be practical and store up our food. So those people that like to eat pizza, sure to store the ingredients to make pizza. Isn't that right, Rich?
I got petrified pizzas. I just add water. Yeah. I'm not too picky with food. I'll eat whatever is around, you know, as long as it's not swine. I'm staying away from swine these days.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Not after we cast some swine demons out of someone, I'm worried about it. They're making like noises like that. I just don't want to deal with it. That blood pudding and all these people. You can't be eating blood, people. I don't know where you think that. Even in the New Testament, the book of Acts, that was one of the four standards they laid on the Gentiles. No eating blood. You know, and then people mix it in their food and suck it.
That's really serious, too.
Yeah, you get the spirit of the animal in your body, and you don't even, it's just laying covert.
Well, plus you get whatever evil spirits were in the blood of the animal as well.
That's right. It's an importation of that animal. So
yes, it is.
Scary to, you know, listen, Deliverance Ministry, we got a lot of Frank Hammond going up on MassDeliverance.com audios. Encourage everybody to listen to some fiery preaching from him. I never really even heard his preaching until today. And I'm just like blown away by that guy's anointing. So really just blessing the Lord for you guys' ministry. Watchmanscry.com, powerful warning going out there. Now, Benjamin, are you also on a website too?
I've got two of them. One is BenjaminBaruch.com, and the other is The Day of the Lord is at Hand.
Day of the Lord is at hand.com. I know that Omega Man is telling me that you have a lot of testimonies about other stuff revolving around the cult to expose that we want to be getting into to you also on the show separately in the future and to go over some of that. But this, you guys are saying pretty much the same thing, that this is the year of shaking. Anything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And the same thing, we got to be getting close and clave to the Lord like Hezekiah, right, Nathan?
I really believe that, and I'm 2010, this is going to be the year that seals the deal that, you know, they keep saying recession, great recession, recovery, etc. At what point in history will they say we're in a depression? That's what I wonder. What do you think, Benjamin? You're the financial expert.
They'll probably acknowledge depression by the end of this year. Okay. You know, I go back to the summer of 2007 when I woke up and there was a big poster on the wall of my bedroom and it read 5 weeks to the destruction of the fortress of imagination. And I counted out the 5 weeks on the calendar. And, you know, this poster, I didn't hang this poster up. It was put there by the Spirit, and I saw it awake. And the 5 weeks led to Rosh Hashanah, New Year's Day, and that's right when the whole economic system began to disintegrate. But the point I want to make is the Holy Spirit revealed this is the destruction of the fortress of imagination. And the fortress of imagination is two things. One, it's a man's house. His home is his castle and his mind. And two, it's our money. Mm. We believe our wealth is a strong tower that will protect us. And God has determined he is going to judge that fortress of our imagination to the point of total destruction. It is going to be worthless on the other side of this thing.
Wow.
So it's beyond a depression. It's going to turn into the complete destruction of the system and kingdom of man.
Yeah, wow.
And we're all going to walk by faith before this is over.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm in Costa Rica with a Mega Man. I'm just going to get out of here. And I'm going to go live in a volcano until it blows up.
Well, I think the shaking that's coming is going to encompass the entire earth.
Yeah.
Not to say it isn't wisdom to leave Babylon before the ship sinks.
Yeah, that's true.
I've asked you privately which deserted island we should go to, Benjamin, and you said you nullified that, didn't you?
Oh, boy.
Well, I think the Lord's going to lead each one of us, but there's no doubt we've been chosen in the furnace of affliction. The Lord told us, I chose you in the furnace of affliction.
Wow.
He has ordained that we will pass through the furnace of affliction for the purpose of our sanctification. And the Lord admonishes us to fast and pray that we may be prepared beforehand so we don't have to spend too long in the furnace.
Wow.
Because fasting and prayer is really a form of bringing judgment on yourself and on your own flesh.
Yeah.
Kind of get, you know, it's a little extra credit work spiritually.
True.
And if you do that extra credit work of fasting and prayer, you enable the sanctification process that the Lord demands in each of us. You enable that to occur much more easily. Or you can wait and you can let the Lord do the work in you with a blowtorch and an iron brush.
Oh, my God.
Which is what this time period really looks like, folks.
You're right. That's deep.
It's a blowtorch and it's an iron brush to clean us up. And hallelujah, we come out the other side and a new kingdom is coming. And I think we're all focusing far too much on trying to save our comfort zone. It's gone. Jesus even warned us, if any man seeks to save his life, you will lose it. But if you are willing to lose your life for his sake, you will save it. So we really have to change our entire paradigms from, you know, what do we do to survive this thing and protect our personal comfort, our creature comforts, to what do we do to walk in the will of God in this time?
Sure.
And to glorify the Lord in the fire. That's really the key, is that our faith gets to the point that when we are in that furnace of affliction, we give thanks and glory to God because we understand by faith what is happening is our sanctification.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And what Benjamin's saying is that it's a good time to start fasting and praying, in a nutshell. It's kind of what he's saying.
Basically.
You know, getting the word. I know it sounds generic and you hear it a lot of times, but the reality of it is it's true. Fasting and praying is a way of speeding up that process where God wants you to get from point A to B. And there's not much teaching on that nowadays, really. It's just really this cake bake, flippy flappy, smile and dial. You know, I call it Antichrist. It's an Antichrist anointing because it's in place of. And this Olstein camp that's jumping around. It's not even Christianity, folks. I know a lot of people come against me and say, "Why? How dare you talk about?" Listen, it's not the gospel. It's just something else, and people need to repent of it, renounce of it. And there's always the remnant. You need to seek the truth in. It's not in the masses. When you're in the masses, that's usually an indication there's a problem.
Amen.
Right? David Wilkerson always used to say that. You know, if everybody's going along with it, you better check yourself, because the truth is usually found in the remnant. And that's always been like the Rechabites that helped Jehu. They were a remnant that sustained through all the judgments of the land because they kept to a certain standard, and God blessed them for that. God imparted a blessing on the Rechabites because they kept the standard of their father. And God says, hey, look, because they kept that standard and they restrained from wine and dwelt in tents and didn't have a home, because he blessed them. And plus, they helped Jehu take down the house of Ahab. But that's a perfect indication of, you know, just being obedient. So, very true. Very deep.
Amen, brother. So, you know, when Matthew 24 says, he that endures to the end will be saved, but then at the same time it says, the love of many will wax cold. There's the interesting situation there, because the ones that are enduring apparently got a hold of something, the scriptures,
yeah.
But the ones that are waxing cold in their spirituality are waxing cold because they had no spiritual foundation. So the key is the scriptures, hiding it in our hearts,
yeah,
overcoming
amen.
By the word of our testimony.
Amen.
And we are going to be required to overcome if we want to stand with him.
Right.
And we have to overcome the flesh, the world, and the devil. A good place to start is learn to train yourself to overcome your appetite.
Yeah.
Because that's a small thing compared to what we're facing.
True. Yeah.
And fasting and prayer actually is commanded in this hour. If you study the prophecies in Joel and several other prophets, the Lord commanded this generation to fast and pray because
that's right.
We need it desperately.
There's no doubt about that, yeah.
Amen.
We don't need to learn how to be champions, Benjamin?
We don't need to look for our best life now. We need to look for the cross.
Oh, God.
And it's pathetic, the things that are being taught in the place of Christianity. Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, pick up your cross and deny yourself. And don't go looking for your best life now.
That's right.
Look for God's best for you.
Amen.
Amen.
The smile and dial stuff's going down, folks. And actually, it's part of the Antichrist system, if you ask me.
Sure it is.
It's going to roll right with that whole system. And if you're preaching anything else and you're coming against it, you're going to look like the enemy to it. And end of the world, folks. And like WatchmansCry.com and Benjamin, you know, these guys, these men of God are alerting you, sending out a clear-sounding trumpet. And what's going on is this twisted text anointing of turning the Holy Spirit in a woman, cake-baked kundalini anointings, cake-baked smile and dial, everybody's better life now, people, is Antichrist. It's that simple. There's just a line in the sand. And like when Moses came down, they strapped their swords on the Levites. There was a fight to shut down the calf worshippers, which are all naked to their shame. The perverseness was manifesting, even like Bentley operating in perverseness to take his secretary and defile her while his wife was home. That cake-bake anointing and the cake-bake kundalini stuff that manifests will always lead to that. That's the outcome of it. So, thanks for joining us, guys. We're going to get Michael Baudet on. And really appreciate you guys joining. It's awesome.
Thanks for having us, Mr. Rich.
Yeah, and we'll get you back on real soon if you guys can be available.
We're always available.
Okay, gentlemen.
God bless you.
Good night, guys.
God bless. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, bye.
Praise God. All right, Watchman Radio. That was just awesome. Two Watchmen sounding the alert. And we'll be right back.
We at Watchman Radio want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcasts. The world is now entering into the last days, and we see the signs all around us. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pestilence, famines, and earthquakes. These signs are here to alert us and let us know the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. The Antichrist system is in place, and many will be deceived. Our goal is to get this warning out in any way we can, but we are in dire need of your support. Our listeners are all that is backing this radio ministry. Please help sound the trumpet. People need to be informed about repenting from their sins now. Jesus said, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Won't you stand with us? All donations can be made out to Watchman Radio, Center P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, NY 11704. You can choose to use our website with a quick, secure online method at watchmanradio.net. That's watch, M-E-N, radio.net. Or if you like, call us toll-free at 1-877-734-6327. May the Lord bless you and keep you in the days ahead. Thank you.
Watchmen Radio. The truth without compromise. Watchman Radio. Watchman Radio. Watchman Radio. Watchman Radio.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on. For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news.
All right, praise God. Watchman Radio representing East Coast Live Radio at New York. We're out of New York broadcasting live out of Tennessee, WWCR, of course. Shouts out everybody on a shortwave band, 5070. Brother Ken, Brother Don, all longtime listeners out, Midwest, Darlene, listeners down in, you know, Mexico, up in Canada. Shouts out to everybody in Canada. Listen, praise God, we're still on the air. Chat room on the left, if you want to listen to us live on the internet, you can do that. We have gotten some people that are having problems getting the signal in up in Canada. You can listen on the internet if you can't get online. It's another way of listening if you want to pick up the stream. But you just bless God for that. Mike, you there?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Michael Bodea, he's been on Watch for Radio for years. I mean, I don't know.
We have a long history.
It's got to be a long history. I was thinking about it today, and I was like, wasn't Michael on even, I remember 2005, I was talking about when the tsunami hit. I mean, you know, we've always been pointing to these natural disasters to kind of an indication of where we're at globally, not just as a nation here, but, you know, the pangs have been increasing consistently, and you've been pointing to that as an indicator to obviously raise people sense of urgency. And you know that having voodoo as your national religion is probably not really good, you know, as far as being in good standing with the Lord.
It's not conducive to God's blessing or protection, let's put it that way. but I, you know, these things are only going to increase. And the thing that I've noticed is that especially earthquakes are taking place in very strange places. They're happening in uncommon places, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still having earthquakes like in Mexico and in San Francisco, but, you know, I mean, we had a 5.7 in Romania or something like that. While I was there, excuse me if I sound tired. I'm jet lagged. You guys gave me a reason to stay up past 7 o'clock because I just got back into the States.
Yeah.
So while I was in Romania, we had an earthquake, and it was the biggest one they've had since, like, the 70s. So, and we don't get many earthquakes. We're not on a fault or anything, but, you know, the earth shook. Italy, now Haiti, you know, and all these things that are happening. Only if you choose to be blind will you not acknowledge that, you know, something's happening, that, you know, the time is upon us and we need to, you know, commit ourselves. I've been, you know, working on a few series, and the only thing that God's leading me to right now is basically, you know, the elementary principles of Christ, you know, being a soldier for Christ, and I got this today, which was amazing. You know, soldiers die on the battlefield.
Yeah.
They don't die at home on their couches. They don't die eating potato chips. They die on the battlefield. And there's so many Christians that refuse to engage, that refuse to be on the battlefield because it is painful, you know, and sometimes you do get bruised and sometimes you do get wounded. But you have to fight the good fight. This is our commission. We have to do it. If we don't, who will?
Yeah, it's true. We can't outsource it, in a way.
No. No, but we try, you know, and we run to people that tell us that we can outsource it.
Yeah.
And we run to people that tell us, you know, even though, you know, the thunderclaps are, you know, setting your teeth abuzz and the rain is pouring down, they tell you it's sunny, you know. I got emails from people while I was still in Romania. Well, so-and-so said that 2010 was going to be the year of the double portion. You know, what do you think? I'm sorry, you know. Yeah. It's not biblically sound. When you go against, you know, the will of God, when you go against the Word of God, when you reject the absolute morals that God has set in place, you can't really expect the blessing of God.
Yeah.
So, and this is what has happened. I know that, you know, for once in a while, Christians are enjoying small victories here and there, but overall, we're losing ground, and we're losing ground daily.
That's right. And the double portion that might be coming is a double portion of cake pick, rammed right down your face. Right? I mean, let's face it. If you want it, God will give it to you. Like, he slapped that quail, like Brother Nathan touched on. He slapped that quail right in their mouth and killed the fattest of them. That's what it says. So you want to see the nature of God. If you want to keep crying, double blessing, you know, you want to keep crying out for that, you're going to get the double quail anointing right in your face.
But see, the thing about the quail, and I did a study on this a while back, you know, not all of them ate it because some did survive. It says all who ate perished. Well, some of them realized that, you know, God was testing them to see whether they'd be faithful to what God told them. Yeah. Or, you know, they'd go off and collect the quail and eat until they were full. So there were some that remained faithful. You know, God tests his people. And sometimes, you know, he tests them through poverty. Sometimes he tests them through prosperity. Yeah. And more have failed the test of prosperity than they did that of poverty. When men are hurting, they have the tendency to run to God. You know, when their life's in peril, when times are tough, men do run to God. They seek the face of God. When they have everything, they forget God. You know, if you can stay faithful in prosperity, you'll stay faithful in anything.
I hope I don't get tested with peaches falling from heaven. You know what I mean? That would be, like, terrible. But, listen, that's the key, people. You know, God was feeding them with the manna, and they were, you know, wailing. This is like this cake-bake, flim-flam, kundalini anointing that's manifesting. You want an impartation of that snake demon, you're going to get it. And it might actually be a double snake anointing. You ever see those double snake head things going on? Listen, people, this is great deception is rolling in with the same judgments that are rolling in. Because part of God's judgment is beasts. And this snake is a beast, a beast of the field. And let's face it, there's wacko doctrines really unfolding like I've never seen before this year. And you've kind of been away. I don't know if you've been touching on some of that, Michael, but it's some crazy twisting of the Word of God like we've never seen before. And it's just an indicator.
I really haven't heard any of the new stuff. I unplugged. I spent the last 6 weeks with my wife and with my family because I knew I'd be here for a while when I came back, and my wife stayed behind.
Yeah. Thank God you weren't around, because if I told you, you'd probably get sick. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
But see, when I see the devil working overtime, it's encouraging to me because I know he realizes his time is short.
Yeah.
So, you know, the enemy knows his timing. The enemy knows how much time he has. And when he puts in extra hours and when he starts working overtime, you know that time is short because, man, he's trying to do everything he can to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So, you know, if the enemy is working overtime, then the children of God should be as well, because our time is short as well.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we work while it's day, because night comes and no man can work.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I touched on earlier that, you know, it's good, just like I was reading Hezekiah, it says he clave to the Lord. You know, I mean, he really got a hold of God. Listen, folks, this is a time to just get intimate with the Lord. And you could do that just sitting in prayer with God. You don't need no, you know, wackoite jumping around with false fire impartations to get close to God. You just don't need it. You don't need no twisted doctrine turning the Holy Spirit into a girl where Father God had to impregnate it to implant the baby into Mary. That doctrine is whacked. Don't even go there. Stay. You haven't heard that one, right, Michael?
I haven't.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to the party.
But, you know, look, to me, it boils down to this. Either we desire to be used of God or we desire to use God. And, you know, the heart is exceedingly wicked. And those who desire to be used of God submit themselves to the authority of God. They don't look for fireworks. They don't look for extravagance. They look to have intimacy with God. Those who want to use God to reach a certain objective or to reach a certain financial, you know, position, you know, they don't care how they twist the Word of God. They don't care how they pervert the Word of God. They don't care how they bastardize it, as long as they achieve their objective. They are those people of which Peter speaks, of which Paul speaks, and throughout the gospel, they are men who use God for filthy gain, for filthy lucre. So, you know, we have to weigh the fruit of individuals. We have to weigh the lives of individuals and then see if we believe their teaching, see if we believe their doctrine. And most of all, we need to know the Word of God in order to be able to separate the truth from the lie. You know, we're so used to being spoon-fed. We're so used to having things crammed down our throat without us even having to masticate, without even having to chew. We just like being fed through a tube, not really thinking about what we're receiving, what we're ingesting spiritually, because it's easier that way. You know, we need to take responsibility. We need to take accountability and say, all right, this is the Word of God. This is the most important and precious thing in the world. My relationship with God is the most important and precious thing in the world. So I need to put the time in. I need to know the will of God. I need to know the mind of God. And the will of God and the mind of God are accessible. We can know these things through the Word because that's why we have the Word.
Mm. Amen. That's right. It's all about just getting in the Word, really. I hate to say it, folks, but really. Dig into the Word yourself. Don't need no guru. Don't need no whacking, headbanging prophetess, all these crazy things that are manifesting. I just don't want it. I mean, I've been to cake bake meetings before, and I had to run out. It's just vomitous. And I've even been to a Goldust meeting, and I was watching people get flakelets on them, and I was just, like, amazed. Like, why does everybody want the flakelets, you know?
Well, if you can't bottle them up and sell them, I don't know why either. But you know, look, to me, it's kind of different. I look at it from a different kind of perspective. I think a lot of it has to do with the pride of the heart, because so many people consider themselves above the basic doctrines of the Bible, above the elementary principles of Christ, and their pride compels them to go and chase after these foolish things. And their pride blinds them to the foolishness of the experience that they're going through. Yeah. You know, anybody would look at it, a reasonable, logical person, and say, all right, you know, getting gold flakes in my hair or getting gold fillings, it's kind of retarded.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. There's no purpose to it.
Yeah.
It never happened in the Bible. What did happen in the Bible is people were raised from the dead, blind eyes were healed. You know, tangible things that affected the lives of human beings. That's what I want to see. That's what I pray and yearn for in the house of God.
Right.
Not to see feathers and dust and all this other foolishness.
Flakelets.
But the pride of men's hearts is as such that they don't want to humble themselves and really get deep into the Word of God and get deep into the basic fundamental truths of God's Word so that they can experience these greater things.
Yeah.
You know, they come to church one day and boom, they're philosophers, they're prophets, they're theologians, they're doctors of biblical knowledge and whatnot. And you're like, yeah, okay, fine, we can talk about transubstantiation and all this other stuff, but do you know what the definition of repentance is? Well, no, but, you know, that's for kids. No, it's not. You know,
right.
Jesus stood there and said, repent to Pharisees and Sadducees, men who were truly educated. You know, John the Baptist stood there and said, repent to the same people. You know, the message is repent.
That's right.
And it's a message that is throughout the Word of God, especially the New Testament.
Yeah. John was very diligent at, John the Baptist was very diligent at trying to get Herod to repent. Who wasn't even a true Jew. You know, he was married to his brother's wife. And he constantly was preaching repentance. And yeah, it's true. It's very needed. And it's the landing strip for a true revival.
If you study the sermon anthology of John the Baptizer, that's it, repentance. You know, he didn't really preach anything else.
Yeah.
Jesus taught, but you know, the underlying message of Christ was also repentance. The turning away from the old life and embracing Christ, being transformed and renewed in your mind. Without this first foundational thing, without repentance, you can't build a house. You can't build up.
Yeah.
If you have no foundation, you can't build up on anything. And so this is why these foolish things, you know, they go well for a while and then they crumble into the dust.
Yeah.
Because the underlying foundation is not repentance. It's not a true change of heart. It's not true transformation. It's seeing magicians. It's seeing, you know, the mages of old who would come around and turn snakes or sticks right. into snakes.
That's right. Yeah. So, and it's interesting that, you know, it was the Janis and Jambri. I guess that was the two that withstood Moses, the magicians of Egypt. Incidentally, we're able to duplicate a majority of the miracles of God. And we have to believe so it is today, that a lot of miracles we might be seeing, if we really put on the eyes of discernment and study it, if we're not seeing that foundation and that true landing strip of repentance, and we are seeing some forms of miracles, it doesn't always necessarily mean it's the Lord. Because the kingdom of darkness can interchange. You know, you might have a spirit of infirmity, and that might leave in a spirit of delusion come in. You know, the demons can also mimic some type of miracle. So be very focused in on the foundation and the roots of what's taking place rather than the signs and wonders. How many out there know that? Very important. Just because you see a gem, just because you see a flakelet, just because you saw somebody fall down slain. You know, one of the judgments of God, I was reading the book of Daniel today, was that all slain of the Lord. That word slain. So everybody's all slain all over the place. This all, everybody's slaying and nothing's happening, but everybody's slaying and sleeping with the napkins is not necessarily always God. Because the Kundalini rituals have that also with the anointings and everybody slaying. So stay focused on something rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Like Andrew Strom preaches all the time, it's a basic principle to a true revival. And like Brother Michael just said, repentance is the key. And I know that sounds generic and it sounds like a cliche in Christianity nowadays, but it's really the principle to a true revival. If it's not there, if it's not the focus, and people aren't crying out to God and begging for the mercy of God and the compassion of God to be imparted into their soul and their spirit, and you just see everybody giggling and jumping around and pivoting with their necks and stuff, the vibration pivoting they do, like we saw Bob Jones do with the lizard anointing, On Bentley, re-energizing him this week. Listen, that pivoting and jumping around and making that hiss noise all the time, that is not the Lord, okay? It's craziness. And if you want that, what?
I need to interject and say the following. You know, what is God's primary goal? What is God's primary purpose? Okay. It's not to excite you. It's not to wow you. It's not to entertain you. For God so loved the world that has sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
The way into everlasting life is repentance. So anybody that's not preaching it, anybody that wants to entertain you and wow you and show you all these things and not preach repentance, not require a change, yeah. is not doing the will of God and is not doing you a service.
Amen. That's true. It's just a magical show, and
pretty much,
yeah, it's a magical show. And
yeah, I'm waiting for him to put on top hats and, you know, yank rabbits out. You know what's next? We saw guys kicking cancer patients in the belly,
and apparently,
you know, they're going back on the road.
He got re-energized. I don't know if you saw the video. If you really need a good. If you want to laugh, if you want to just sit down, get yourself a cup of coffee, and just relax and watch it, you're going to be laughing. Because the pivotation and vibration of his neck, and now his mistress, you know, he dumped his wife for a secretary or something like that, and she starts vibrating and doing the pivoting too. And then they have that like a tss, tss noise, like every now and then.
So, lovely.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
You know, and again, people don't look at the fruit. They don't care about the fruit. They're going to go. They're going to flock. They're going to experience something. And we're not living through the word and will of God. We're living through our experiences now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, feelings.
Because not all experiences are divine. All right? And the enemy is the deceiver.
Right.
All right? The enemy has power of his own. This is what believers need to understand. What we need to do is balance everything out and pretty much see if it's in the Word of God. And if it's not in the Word of God, run. You know, don't say, well, you know, run. There's a little good there. Run.
Right.
All right? Because deception is subtle, and the enemy is patient. And all you need to do, you know, if you have a 10-mile journey, all you need to do is be off 1 degree to end up really, really far away. Well, in a lifelong journey, you need less than 1 degree to find yourself out in the wilderness.
True. Yeah. Crazy times, folks. A lot of deception. And this vibration pivoting anointing, you don't need it. You just don't need it. And if you want it, like Michael just said, they might be ramping up for some other new gem anointing or something like that. And the enemy can duplicate stuff and make you feel good. He can get you gyrating around, just like you can listen to some music and get gyrating around. And in the end, the enemy slips something in. And it can affect you spiritually, physically, emotionally, and just shatter you and take you out. Don't go by feeling, but go by the acid test of the Word of God. You're better safe than sorry nowadays, right, Michael?
Oh, definitely. I think that right now the only foundation, the only sure foundation, is the Word of God. You know, we look at the words of Christ, and he said, joy unto those who weep. You know, sorry, not many people are weeping nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's not true conversion or repentance that there's no tears. Because
it's the opposite. They're giggling. They're giggling.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. Yeah. When we acknowledge our sinful nature, and when we acknowledge all that Christ did for us, we can't help but weep. You know, I find myself reading the Word of God, and you know, just whether the crucifixion or the resurrection of Christ, certain passages in the Bible, I weep. And I've been in ministry since I was 12, and I've read the Bible countless times, and it still affects me. I still weep.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have regeneration without acknowledging what Jesus did, and by acknowledging this, be brought to your knees in humility.
Well, through a sad conscience, the heart is made better. And this giggleiting and all this flakelets and feathers and gems and impartations of pivoting and vibrations, you know, snake pivoting, hissing and all that, it's just crazy. I mean, see if in this false doctrine of impregnating the Holy Spirit and stuff, who needs it? What does it do for you? Why do you want that? What is the reason behind it? It's just crazy.
Well, the reason behind it is pride. It's something new and different and exciting and something that nobody else knows. So, you know, I'm a better Christian than you because I know this new revelation.
Yeah.
It's foolishness.
Yeah. True. Total foolishness. It's root sin of every pride. You know, Lucifer's fall was because of it. And when you engage in false doctrine and your approach with the reality of how false it is, you know, don't just shrug it off. Well, don't let pride take you down, because it does, you know, the Holy Spirit is before destruction. You know, I've been corrected over doctrines over the years, and there's nothing wrong with it. A wise man receiveth reproof, and if someone approaches you and says, hey, look, this is just not sound, and it's not backed up by signs and miracles, that's for sure. You know, like I always say, Smith Wigglesworth was a King James only guy. And he had 47, I think, confirmed people raised from the dead or something like that. You know, when you have, when you could show these types of miracles with the foundation of repentance and stuff like that, then Almighty, this wacko girl Holy Spirit anointing is crazy. And you're going to have to deal with that too, Michael, because it's, you know, spreading.
I just got home, so I'm probably going to have to deal with it. But, you know, again, we're soldiers, know who our commander is. Our litmus is the Word of God, and, you know, you hear foolishness, you war against it, and you don't give up. That's the only thing we can do.
Amen.
This deception will only grow. You know, the enemy is putting in extra hours.
That's right. Michael's website, handofhelp.com. Check it out. He'll be back on real soon, like he, by the grace of God. All right, Michael?
Yes, sir. God bless you guys.
Take care, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Watch Radio saying farewell. Be back next week. Farewell.
Time to celebrate me. Let the world